Genesis chapter... Oh, yes, it's going. I'd like to do a lesson with you that I actually did with the youth here several months ago. So, just on focusing on missions. Genesis chapter 11. Okay, before we look into this section, let's pause and pray, ask the Lord to help us. Our Father in heaven, it's a beautiful day. Thank you so much. Thank you for the beautiful blue sky out there today. Thank you that we can come. We can sit under the teaching of your word throughout the day. We pray that you would richly bless us today. Teach us your word. Feed us with your word today. Challenge us in different areas. Open our minds to different areas. And I pray that you would speak to our inner beings, our hearts, as we sit under the ministry of your word. We're focusing on missions today. We pray that you might use what we're looking at today in different ways, in different lives. Use it according to your will for your children, for your people. We just ask for this class now as we look into a facet of missions. We pray, Lord, that you would guide us in this and help us to relate and may it be profitable to us. Pray for me also. Please help me to present this clearly. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I have a volunteer, please, to read Genesis 11, verses 1 to 9? Anyone like to do that for us? Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Phil. Okay, so in disobedience to God's command to spread out over the earth and subdue it, these people moved off, congregated, built a city, constructed a huge tower as an expression of their pride. And you know the story. God came down, he judged them by confusing their language, and as a result of that, they couldn't communicate with each other, and they moved away from each other. They were scattered, the Lord's way of dispersing them to different places across the earth. Okay, Genesis chapter 11. I'd like to ask you a question. What are the results of this for us today? Okay, we're sitting in, 2018, many thousands of years later. How can this chapter affect our lives today? In what way? What are some ideas? Yes, Lynn. Okay, difficult communication. Anyone who's travelled abroad, gone to a shop or something to buy something, such as Israel. Okay, it's not easy. In fact, it's a little bit intimidating if you go up and you can't speak the language too well. You're trying to ask to buy something, and it's difficult. Or if you go to a shop here, and maybe there's a shop owner, and you're trying to buy something, and yeah, it's difficult. Or if you're ringing up telecom or the tax agency or trying to get some information, you get one of these Indian speakers often on the end of the line. And often I find myself asking them to repeat what the advice that they've given me because of difficulty in communication. It's difficult. Good. Good answer. Other. Yes, Peter. Cultural differences. Okay, how do they express themselves?
Yeah.
And just teasing that out a little bit further, Peter, what can that lead to? Okay, so people have got different cultures, customs, ways of thinking, ways of doing things. Just what can that lead to? We've all got our own ways of doing things. So therefore... Sorry? Okay. It can express itself in that. How else? That's good. How else?
Conflict.
Exactly. We've got the leader of one nation with a whole lot of baggage and so forth and ways of thinking, about to meet the leader of another nation with a whole lot of baggage of thinking and so forth to discuss denuclearization and different things like that. It's very relevant, isn't it? Because different ways of thinking, different cultures manifest itself in different ways. Need to defend ourselves from others because they're different, their ways are different. We don't want their way imposed on us. Defense and all this sort of stuff. Okay, exactly. It's right behind a lot of things, conflicts are going on today, not just with North Korea, but right across the world, conflicts. Even on a micro level as well, just between tribes, like in Papua New Guinea. Misunderstandings. Just between neighbours and so forth, different ways of doing things and so forth. Good. Conflict. Between cities. Do you have an example in mind? Sorry? Okay, yes. Okay. We went and saw Sydney versus Hawthorn a few weeks ago, so I'm not going to pursue that one. Especially when Pastor Mitchell's gloating. Any other ways we've got these? Okay, what are the differences? So, yes, conflict, racism comes out in there too. Religions developing. Okay, anything else comes to mind? You've brought out the main things, which is good, but anything else that occurred to you? Okay, we've got different languages, so what are some other implications of that? Okay, yeah, which is exactly what we see up in where we are. Good, okay. What about in the area of Christianity? What are some implications of Genesis 11 for Christianity? What did Jesus tell us to do? Go into all the world with the gospel. Now, if we've got different languages, people speaking a language here in this country, another language in this country and so forth, What are the implications of that for the gospel to go to all the world? Okay, why? Because of language. So let's tease it a bit further. So what are the implications if we've got people with speaking languages in all different places? The gospel's got to get to them. So then? Okay. Okay, but in order to get the gospel to those different language groups, what's the big implication of that? Exactly, okay. Someone has to learn the language. In order for the gospel to get into the language group, for people to become believers, somebody who has that message to start off with has got to be able to speak the language that the message is going to go into. Okay, not only speak the gospel to other people, but also how are those other people going to be able to teach themselves once they do understand the gospel? How are they going to be able to teach themselves if someone doesn't learn a language and translate the scriptures into that language? So, an implication of Genesis 11 is that there is a need for cross-cultural missions, ministry, missionary work. Okay, in order to learn another language and in order to translate the Bible, the gospel, into other languages. That's a direct result of what happened in Genesis 11. We need cross-cultural missions. We need language learners. We need translators. There's no way around it. We need them. Okay, so there is a need for people to learn other languages in order to get the gospel and the scriptures into that language. So eventually the gospel can take root in that culture, in that language group, and that they can carry on the work themselves. Right. Okay, let's come back a little bit. How do we learn a language? Okay, so we've got a missionary going to another country. How does that missionary learn another language? What are ways of going about it? Okay. Observation. What else? Listen. Yep. Sorry? Okay. It sort of depends on where you go, doesn't it? Like if you're a missionary, you want to go to Japan, you can download courses off the internet or go to a language school in Tokyo or maybe here in Australia before you go. You can sit in a class, maybe even at university, some universities, and you can learn Japanese. Yeah. You can buy tapes, perhaps. So that's one way. You can buy books, learn Japanese, buy books and so forth in your office. However, if you go to a language group where there are no materials, you can't download materials. You can't go and sit in a language school in Tokyo and have a Japanese teacher teach you. Okay, if that's not available, then what do you do? Okay, so it's a language group. There are no materials produced in that language group. So what do you do? How do you learn language in that situation? That's sort of what you were feeding me a few moments ago. Okay. Yeah, okay. You need to submerge yourself in that language and acquire it. You need to get the language yourself. Okay, and that's what I'd like us to consider this morning. And this is one aspect of missionary work that maybe doesn't get a lot of coverage, but I'd like us to focus on this one this morning, acquiring a language, not from going to the internet or a language school, but in a situation where there are no helps, acquiring the language yourself. Okay, I have an activity, and I'd like us to work through this. Faith, would you be able to... Ian, would you mind passing one of these out to each person here, please? There's a couple more. You might need a few more. There's some more here if you want them. Okay, so there's a sheet of paper coming around. Okay, what we're going to do is have a go at acquiring a real language from people who speak that particular language. Okay, I have a couple of tribal people that I have contact with. They're going to arrive here in a few moments' time, and they're actually going to go to the front of the building here. And unfortunately, they can't speak English. But we want to get as much language from them as we can, but you can't use English because they can't understand English. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a couple of phrases in their language that you can use to elicit certain things. Your task this morning is to, I want you to try to elicit 10 nouns. So 10 nouns, thank you. I'll take questions in a moment. Hang on a sec. I've got pens out. I'll take questions in a moment. But the task is, I want you to try and elicit 10 nouns, so things, names of things. It can be anything you like. I have some paper here. If you want to draw a picture and show the tribal person a picture of a cat or a plane or whatever you want to draw, a toe or whatever. Okay, draw a picture and use the phrase and ask them, or objects, or point to something, touch things, nose, ears, okay, whatever you want to do, and they'll give you that word in the language. Okay, so we're going for, if possible, 10 nouns. The numbers 1 to 5. The words yes and no. Now, you won't be able to ask that. You just listen, just observe. You know, what do they seem to be saying when they're affirming something you say. What's the word they seem to be saying? Or if they're denying something. Okay, and then over the page, so we've got nouns over the page, we're going to go for five verbs. See if you can get five verbs. And then any other words that you think you understand. So just as you watch them, as they maybe talk among themselves or do things, it might occur to you, oh, that might mean that. Okay, now how are we going to do it? Okay, well, I'll give you a phrase back to the nouns. This is a practical expression. The word kai, kale, po. Sometimes there's a little bit of an N before the P, but kai, kalem, po. Kai, kalem, po. Can we practice that? Kai, kalem, po. All together, kai, kalem, po. Again, kai, kalem, po. What you're saying is, what is this? So, what we're going to do is, okay, a person might point to a chair or point to a nose and say, kai, kalem, po. And they'll understand. They've been around language learners before. They'll know what you're trying to say. So, kai, kalem, po. Listen to the way they respond. Write it down. You've got the word nose. Okay? So, we're going to go try for 10 nouns with the practical expression, kai kalempo. The numbers 1 to 5, okay, is bing kolong. Let's practice that. Bing kolong. Again, bing kolong. So, how many? So, maybe fingers go like this. Bing kolong. And they'll get it. They'll know what you're after. Okay, or people. Maybe stand two people up. Or touch three chairs or whatever. Try and get the numbers 1 to 5. The number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. Okay, now yes and no, as I said, you just have to observe. Just have to observe. What do they seem to be saying when they're agreeing or saying yes? Okay, over the page for the verbs. Okay, you've got two practical expressions there. What is he doing and what is she doing? The only difference between he and she is the letter M and N. Mo is he, no is she. So your expressions are mo gea pelakale, and that is what is he doing? So he is doing what? What is he doing? Mo gea pelakale. Let's practice mo gea pelakale again. Mo gea pelakale. Okay. So how we have to work. Some of us will need to act something out. So we might get Ian and tell Ian to do that, and then someone else says, mo gea pelakale, and the answer will come back, he is jumping. So we write that down, we've got a verb. We're going to try for five verbs, if we can get them. Or if it's a woman, like Faith or whatever, it's no gea pelakale. Okay, I'll give you one more word, I haven't done this before, but you can also write down, I'll if you're going to pen. If you haven't got a pen, I'll give you one in a moment, but I'll say this again later. But just Y-O, yo, yo. I'll say gea pelakale. It's what am I doing? So if you want to do the action yourself, yo, gea pelakale. What am I doing? I'm jumping. Okay? And then any other words that you think you understand. Okay, now, we're going to try to follow... proper language learning procedures, and I'll just give you three hints that I want you to follow. First of all, don't keep on repeating. Don't keep on asking them to repeat the answer. That won't reflect well on you if you do that. So if you say mo gea pelakale, you get an answer. Okay, mo gea pelakale, you ask again, you get the answer again. Don't keep on asking. It doesn't go well. You write down what you think they said. Now, you're obviously not going to be all that accurate, but you've got to start somewhere, and that's all part of language learning. Write down what you think they said, and that'll have to do for today. Okay, next time you might be able to just brush up a little bit on particular words. Okay, so don't get them to repeat over and over and over. Once is probably enough, twice, that's it, but no more than that. It doesn't reflect on you too in their eyes. Secondly, don't laugh or joke around when you're trying to get language. Okay, especially guys to girls, it's not appropriate. If you're asking a girl, and just don't be too friendly about it. Just ask, and you know, it's a matter of fact, you're trying to get the language. Not appropriate to be too friendly to the women. And also, just don't laugh and make a frivolous sort of time of it. So, you know, we're trying to get language, and we want to communicate the fact that we really want this language because we've got a really important language, a really important message that we want to eventually communicate with them. So it's important. And thirdly, just the local custom, Papua New Guinea, never step over legs or food. Okay, that's offensive. You don't do that. Also, you don't, if someone's sitting there, you don't walk too close to them as well. But anyway, for today, if there's food or if there are legs, you don't step over the food or the legs. You walk around it. Okay, be observant. And also, this is out of our comfort zone probably. It's out of the square, but that's what language learning's like when you're in another culture. Some days you don't feel like it. You've got to get out there and sometimes make a fool of yourself accidentally. But you've got to get yourself a little bit out of sort of first gear and comfort zone. You know, that's all part of language learning. Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to ask some tribal people to come in a couple of moments' time. I'd like us, if we all come down to the front, maybe one or two rows, and we're just going to have to try and work together. We've got to be willing to speak up, maybe go and point to something, speak up loud so people can hear, and they'll speak up loud too, and then just get whatever language you can get. We'll do this for about probably about 12, maybe 15 minutes at the most, maybe about 12 minutes, and then I'll sum things up at the end. So we understand what we're shooting for this morning. I have a pen here. If you didn't get to write down the word me for yo gea pelekale, I'll say it just yo. Otherwise, we'll have a go. Faith, would you be able to get the tribal people for us, please? If you wouldn't mind, we'll all go down to the first couple of rows so we're nice and close. We can see what's going on. We can hear. Can we put this one here? Oh, yeah, just over here. Can you get on that side, Edward? And we'll just put it here. That's right. And we'll just slide this one a little bit more. That's good. Okay. Okay, so, yep, here. And this one too. You want to come forward, guys? Just a bit closer. You won't be able to hear back there. Do you want to come on this side? Yeah, just so you can hear. Okay. Okay. I'll have a word to the tribal people just to let them know what's going on. And we appreciate what they're doing, and then we'll have a start. Okay. Well, good evening. Good evening. Neng yen rong o mong mupantike neng, korovi neng gin subula mong runtung o guru ni yangu. Subula mong mupantike neng? Mana? Okay, thank you. Oh, kolonga no? Erio, lekale? Erio, oh, kamana. Mena mano, de rune nung, de kanung? Nung. Oh, sorry. Okay. Microphone.
Aye.
Sabon?
Aye.
Okay, so what we're trying for, they're willing, they know what you're doing. So ask them anything. If you want to draw a picture of something, I have some paper here. Feel free to come up, take a bit of paper or draw something. Ask anything you like. And if they know it, they'll tell you. Which I think we should be pretty right. Okay, so we have to sort of venture a little bit, but just call out they've got some objects there, but you can do anything you like. That's just for help. Okay, off we go. Gelen ediyor.
Will the tribal people be responding in their language for the noun
Yeah, they don't know English. So, yeah, they don't know English. Here we go.
Tali, tali, tali.
Yeah. Mana. So we've got nose.
Gol.
Okay, so people who couldn't see that, he pointed to his baby there. And the response was gol. Good, that's two nouns already. Great.
Biso, biso, biso.
Good, so kai kalimpo, kai kalimpo. Okay, and okay, so Peter pointed to the knife, and the response was kai kalimpo?
Biso.
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 Biso. Good. Excellent, we have three nouns, going well.
Gon.
Okay, that lady is quite sick with malaria. I asked the girl before what matter was wrong with her, and she said, "Yeah, she's quite sick with malaria." So, pamena mano, the gananiano, it karagetu tua meng, it gananiano. Okay, she's been sick for quite a few days, so she's very sick. It's quite a serious bout of malaria, this one. Okay. Okay, I understood what he was saying. He said, they're not asking us questions. And the girl said, there's a lot of them, and they might be a bit embarrassed.
One, two, three, four, five. Pim pat.
Omelin.
Omelin.
Omelin. We gave a bit of pigeon as well, actually. Omelin. Omelin. Okay, so Peter asks, counted five bananas. Binkalong, he said, and the response was omelin. Have you picked up yes? If anyone picked up what they're saying for yes? Anyone picked that up? Just incidentally? They've said it a few times. Okay. Just keep listening for it. So we've got a couple of words there, perhaps.
Nogea Pelakali.
Roaberege.
Excellent, well done. Okay, so we've got two words there. She asked them, what is that girl doing? And the response was, Roaberege. Roaberege. Berege. So you've got two words there. One would be a verb, probably. One was probably a noun, but you just write the whole thing down for your verb. So you've got a verb there. Roa berege. Berege. It's for a verb. Well done. Okay, we need a few more verbs. Try acting something out. Looking, hearing, or speaking, sitting, running, jumping, whatever. drinking. Yeah, okay. Go for it. So you'd say you're. Okay, yeah, no, yep.
Rambia.
Oh, yeah. Drambia.
Coppola.
Good, well done. So two words there, but rambio is eating banana. So you've got eating banana. Yeah, it was, yes. It would be. Well done. Go for it, yes. Okay.
Molkar.
Mogea pelikali? Mogea pelikali?
Molkar.
Molkar. Molkar.
So mungeru ngabe. Tumangye giren pala mungeru ngabe.
So, he was driving there, and the response was Molkar. Lynn, have you got one?
Molkar Pelikani.
Gabutina.
Oh, yeah. So, Kate is that boy there, I'm sorry. The boy there is sharpening. No, what is he's whittling. Sorry, no, I just couldn't think of the word. He's whittling. He's whittling. Mogea pelikali?
Gabutinel.
Gabutinel. Or whittling or cutting. Gabutinel. Excellent. Well done, guys. Okay, we've got a couple more verbs and some more numbers.
Yes, go on.
Non me lancio.
Oh,
io. Calling ed è.
Nei
pino.
Ne lancio ipo.
Esa.
Ipo.
Esa.
Ipo.
Oia.
Ne
lancio
ipo.
Oia. Oia.
If you're not sure, just guess. Just guess. You've just got to do it. Guess. What was that conversation about? Any words come out of it? You just observe and I think that might mean that. I think that might mean that. And just write it down and you clarify it later when you come back. We'll go for about another 2 minutes. So if we can get maybe some more numbers or some more objects. Phil, you got one? Yeah.
Bin Kalong.
Puso. Puso.
Okay, so Phil asked how many? And the answer, he didn't say what it is. He didn't say, what is that? He said, how many? And the answer was, pusho. So, number one. Good. So we've got one, we've got five. We haven't got two or three or four yet. Lynn.
Bin Kolong.
Terek.
Terek.
Good. Okay, so he pointed to the two tomatoes. Good, so he's got the number for two. We need three and four. Go for it.
Kale?
Yep, that's good. Try again. Okay, that's good. Yep. Excellent. I'll come back to that. I'll come back. So he said, Bin Kolong, and the word was Kale. Okay? And we still are after number four. Lynn, yeah.
Bin Kolong.
Kaaso. Kaaso. Bin Kaaso. Kaaso. Okay, just 30 seconds or so. Is there anyone that's busting, jumping out of your skin to ask something in particular? Or you haven't got something you'd like to have a shot at it? I'll ask one. No. Kai Kalampo.
Torosis.
Kale?
Torosis.
Torosis. Okay. Anyone else? Otherwise, I'll just wrap things up with a few things here. Anyone else really jumping out of his skin to ask something? No? Okay. All right. She's... Menomano. Menomano. She's very sick. Okay. All right. Let's talk. Okay, we've got about 6 minutes. Let's wrap things up. Okay, now in that little exercise there, you've got a lot of language to work with. You can go home and analyze what you've got, and you could come up with a lot of stuff. First of all, let's just work through the alphabet. Consonants, who heard a B? Was there a B in the language? Yes, there was, in Bin Kolong and others. Was there a D? Did anyone hear a D? Okay, you may have heard a D, but actually it wasn't a D. It was a flapped R, but we don't know that. But you would probably tend to be write down D. There possibly is a D in the language. F, do you hear an F? Anyone hear an F? No, okay. G? Yes, in the word gonu, yes. H? Anyone hear an H?
Yes.
You heard an H? Do you remember the word? Oh, you didn't? No? Okay, there is no H. J, anyone hear a J? Okay, it doesn't seem like it, and there is no J. Anyone hear a K? Well done, yes, there is a K. So we must have that in the alphabet. Hear an L? Yes, good. Hear an M? Definitely. N? Definitely in no. P? Yes, okay, well done. Q? No, and there is no Q. R? Did you hear an R? Yes. S? Yes, Kaaso. T? Anyone get a T? Yes, well done. Taring? Yes. V? You want to get a V? No, there's no V. W? Yeah, okay, you're deliberating. Well done. We did too for a couple of years. We've decided to include it. Anyone hear an X? Well done, no X. A Y? Yes. And a Z. Anyone hear a Z? No. Well done. Okay, guys, you're spot on. Like in that little exercise, you got so much just as far as that goes. Oh, the vowels. A, is there an A? Yes, there's an A, and there's also a double A, which is another vowel. You want to hear an E? Yes, there is an E. There's also a double E, which is a different vowel. There's also a double, we call epsilon, which is the E in egg, double E. That's a separate vowel as well. Hear an I? Anyone get an I? Yes, yes there is. And there's also a double I, which is a separate vowel. Anyone get an O? Lots of them, yes, okay. There's also a double O, separate vowel. There's also an O in orange, which is a separate vowel. And there's also a double O, which is, again, a separate vowel. You want to get a U? Yes. Yes, and there's also a double U. And just recently, we think we've discovered another vowel again that we don't really want to include. It's just too difficult to hear it. There's a vowel, we think there's a vowel between an O and a U. Not O and not U, but O. Very difficult. So we're going to, things work without it. We prefer not to review all our materials and start again and writing them up. So we'll just let that one, you know, people can work with that. Okay, I've got 3 minutes. Just a couple of other things. What do you think you got? What do you think yes was? We didn't ask them yes, but just observing, what do you think yes was? Yeah. Oh, yeah, which is very close to oh, yes, isn't it? It's just coincidental, but oh, yeah, was yes. Did you get no? Yeah, when she didn't want the banana, when she didn't want the water, she said, Aisha, Aisha. Okay, good job. Okay, now, something I noticed, and this is all part of language learning, we had a question here. The question was, Binklong, and the answer was Kale. So we all wrote down Kale for number 3. But she didn't understand. What she actually said was, what? what are you saying? But we don't know. But that's all part of language learning. You write it down, and then when you say, okay, I want go to the market and you ask for Kale bananas, and they scratch their heads, well, you realise that you missed up on that one, and you've got to refine. You work out, okay, Kale is not number 3, and try again. Okay, another thing that came out too that I noticed was, I think it was Lynn asked what was she doing, or someone did, and the answer was Rambio. Peter jumped on it. He said, is that 2 words? I think I'll let it slip actually, but Rambio is not the word for eating, but Rambio is 2 words. Ram, eating, bio, banana. But that would come out later on, because you'll come up, if you just ask what a banana was, you get the bio, oh, okay, so Rambio. Bio is banana, so rang must be just rang, not rang bio, but just rang is eat. So you work those things out as you go. Another thing that came out too, I actually asked what these were. It came out on this one, trousers. And also, we had a question about what's this? And it was mol car. Okay, we got the word car in driving. Did you pick up that one? So mol car. Okay, now, why would these be called trousers? Why would they call trousers in their language? Spot on, spot on. Okay, so what has happened? If you get a word like car or trousers, okay, in their traditional culture, there was no item like that. And so when this came into their culture, they didn't have a word for it. So they've just brought the word in, just brought the word into the language, and it's carried on with a bit of an accent sort of on it. That happens a lot. So if you hear a word that you recognise, then that probably wasn't in their culture and they didn't have a word for it, so they've just learnt what the white people or whoever call it, and they've brought that word in. Okay, I think we're out of time, so I think we might have to leave it there. Did anyone want to ask me something? You had a shot at crack at some words, and you want to see if that... True, and also with meanings of things too. But we pull our hair out. We go to one person, ask them a question, you get an answer, and then you go to someone else. Oh no, it's this, and they don't. It's just hard. It just over time, and things sort of pan out in the end. But initially you're all over the place. Good. Any other questions? So our numbers were Pushua 1, Tereng 2. We didn't get 3. Kiaso was 4. Armling was 5. And then we got a range of nouns. You did well there. And with your verbs, you probably didn't realise it, but you're writing down a verb and a noun, a verb and a noun, thinking that you probably just had the verb there. Any words, other words you think you got that just as you...
We did get 3.
Yeah, now, you got the word... Kale, which is the word for what? I don't understand what you're saying. Well done. The last thing I want to say is you saw a little situation they were acting out there, or that was happening. Like the girl asked the sick lady, where are you hurting? Here, here, here. Okay, so that stays in our mind. Ipo, esha, ipo, esha, ipo, oya, oya. Those visual scenes that you can carry in your mind, they really help you with your language. You'll never forget that. Ipo, esha, ipo, esha, ipo, oya. And if you can visualize, if you can see things, the language sort of stays with you. It just sticks with you. If you can plug a word with a situation that you've seen, it will stay with you. So you want to get yourself out and about, see things, get yourself in situations, and the language comes as you do things, rather than just reading a book or whatever. So that's really important. I'm over my time. We'll pray, and we're done. Thank you, Lord. Just pray that you'd help us to maybe appreciate missionaries who are out there who are trying to learn language, and help us to pray maybe a little bit more intelligently and with understanding as we think about their situation. Just pray for the morning service now. Help us, Lord, to go into it and worship you, and may it be a blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.